Well, The Rainmaker is a classic American romantic comedy. It's a story set in the 1920s on the Great Plains during a drought. It revolves around a family, the Curry family, who are ranchers. They're desperately needing rain, and then into their midst comes this character named Bill Starbuck, who claims to be a rainmaker. It is a play that pits realism versus romance, and we're always looking for a little romance in our realistic times. And it's a play that will bring a smile to their face, a little bit of hope in their heart, I think.
What is a rainmaker, this Starbuck character that comes into town? I'm picturing the traveling salesman, the person, the snake oil sort of salesman.
The rainmaker is basically, he calls himself a liar and a con man. Eventually, that's the description that he reluctantly pins on himself. But he claims that he can make miracles happen, and he does in a way by the end of the play.
How does the Curry family get to know this Starbuck character? And Evan and Michelle, I wanted to kind of ask you about your characters and how you guys come to meet this new guy in town.
I pretty much buy into him right off the bat. He starts explaining how he's brought rain in plenty of other towns, and last one he got named after him. I'm pretty much as gullible as you can be because I'm the youngest kid.
And what is he like about this rainmaker guy? I mean, what is it that draws you into him? I mean, gullible as you may be.
In the play, he describes me as I could see magic in a stick if you wave it at me long enough.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so like I think he just provides kind of hope.
And Michelle, you play Lizzie Curry, the sister of Jim, and talk about your interaction and relationship with the rainmaker.
Lizzie has sort of given up hope. She's a spinster, which back then was tragic, and she is just sort of dying a little bit every day, just sort of like the drought. I think she's starting to dry up, and he comes in. She's skeptical. She's abrasive towards him, and he sort of starts to draw her in, and eventually she takes a chance on the con man.
I'm here with Evan Rumler, Rich McCoy, and Michelle Deering, who are in The Rainmaker, which is at the Playhouse on the Square in Jacksonville through the 29th, and then on the 30th, a matinee at 2 o'clock down at the Hoagland. Rich, I wanted to ask you about the Playhouse on the Square. I've not had an opportunity to get out to Jacksonville and see a show there. What's it like?
Well, it's a brand new facility that my wife and I have created in the last 60 days. I've directed here in Springfield for years and years, and we live in Jacksonville. I taught at Jacksonville High School and just retired and decided in my retirement I would create this storefront theater. It's a small, intimate space of about 50 seats, and we've taken it upon ourselves to do smaller shows, shows that haven't been done, shows that are provocative or interesting. So we're going to be performing something almost every month. Jacksonville is an appreciative theater community, although the core of actors is relatively small over there. It's an enthusiastic bunch, and fortunately I've got connections, quite a few connections here in Springfield, so we're pulling in people from Springfield as well. Jeremy Reese, for example, who's playing Starbuck, the Rainmaker, is from Springfield, and we're always looking for new talent, either in the Jacksonville and Morgan County area and then also in Springfield. It's just kind of a wide-open venue for us right now. It's still evolving. We're not going to limit it merely to conventional theater, but we're also going to have other things such as poetry slams and comedy nights and music as well. So it's kind of an open venue for all sorts of things.